are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
I'm Wayne Atkins, the HVAC business doctor. But don't let my title fool you. I've worked with many other trades, and the techniques that I will be sharing with you work for any trade that sells directly to the residential customers. The title of my tape, How to Sell More Jobs with a Two-Call Close. And in this tape, I'm going to try to demonstrate the advantages and techniques of using a two-call close. As many of you are aware, many sales trainers teach a one-step sales approach. As a matter of fact, they insist upon you using a one-step sales approach. My opinion that each individual salesperson is different and has to develop their own approach to match their personality and style. Now, what I'd like to do is provide you with some reasons why a one-step sales approach may not always work and may not always be the best strategy when you're out there on that sales appointment. My first reason is you may have a customer that's a shopper, and he may want more than one estimate. And you may offend him by asking him to purchase after the first call. You may also appear pushy and aggressive. Again, if that customer is trying to get more than one price to make a comparison, and you're trying to make him a decision before he's ready to do so, you would feel pushy or stressed into purchasing. The customer might feel that he cannot purchase until he has all of his numbers. He needs that comparison. Again, you're not going to be focusing on what the customer wants. You may not be using timing to your advantage. Being the last contractor provides great opportunity. The last one in is usually the one who sells. At the very least, you should have a strategy on how to use timing more effectively. If you attempt a one-step sale but do not close the job, you may be at a major disadvantage. Your competitors may be able to find out and learn more about your price and use that price against you. I'm sure all of you have experienced a situation where a contractor has gotten a hold of your price, done very little estimating, and turned around and offered your customer a price that was several hundred dollars lower than you just because he felt he could do the job less expensive than you can do it. The other thing that can happen, the same is true, with a special design or application. You go through the motions of making an outstanding design for a particular application. You're the only contractor up to now to actually figure out this type of application. And the next thing you know, a competitor has got your application and your design and offering the customer that application, that design for a lower price. I feel the key to any successful sales approach is to focus on what the customer wants. To be relaxed, to be natural, to be sincere, and if possible, have a little fun. People do business with people they like, so try to find out common ground. Here's some examples. When you're in that house with that consumer, one of the perfect examples of things that you would have in common with them could be children. Many of us have children. Your customers have children. There could be hobbies, activities, interests. When you're in the house, it is perfectly reasonable.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.